This week, a new report released by Everybody's Home found out the housing crisis is spilling thanks to the unsustainable rental increases and labor shortages. If the federal and state governments don't spend on affordable housing, more Australians will become homeless. The Wire's Zachary Probert asked national spokesperson from Everybody's Home, Kate Colvin, what the report entails.
So what the report that we've released shows is that the lack of available rental housing, so really low vacancy rates in regional areas and rising rents in those locations, is really putting a hole in local economies because there's so many job vacancies that can't be filled because, of course, workers won't move to an area if they can't find housing. So basically, lack of housing is putting a big handbrake on Australia's economy.
Looking at the increased job and rental vacancies, would increasing the amount of affordable social housing be a clear solution, or would this create more issues in the current housing crisis?
Look, the main issue that we have in these regional areas is that there's just not enough affordable rental properties, and the private rental market isn't delivering new properties that are affordable to people who are on low or even middle incomes. So delivering social and affordable housing would make a difference because it would actually be the solution that exactly fits the problem. If you put more affordable rentals into the market, then there's a better match between the number of rentals that are available and the number of renters that are looking for a place. And when you have those two things, you know, lined up, then, you know, you basically have an efficient market in the rental market, and you know, everyone who's looking for a property can find one to live in, and you don't end up with the kind of rental inflation that we've had. I mean, for example, in the Sunshine Coast in the past couple of years, what the report showed is that rents have increased 36%, and so that's, you know, that's just really phenomenal increase. And of course, people's wages haven't gone up 36% in 2 years.
Do you think it would be resolved if business were a bit more lenient when it came to terms of place of residence, when in terms of giving people opportunities for employment to kind of help deal with this?
Look, one of the things is because we've particularly been looking at regional areas. So while in a big capital city, it's potentially possible to work in one suburb and, you know, live 4 or 5 or even further away, you know, if you're on a transport route, you know, and you can still get to work in the city. But in a regional area, if you don't live in or near the town that you're working in, you might be commuting for an hour if you have to go to a, you know, the next town or even further away. So that's why having housing located near where the job vacancies are is really important.
How much longer do you think before it becomes unsustainable for our community to actually fix?
Look, it's already a really deep crisis in a lot of regional areas. And look, there are housing issues in the cities as well. But in regional areas, what we're seeing is that when there's a rental vacancy, there might be 40 or 50, I've even heard stories of like 60 or 70 households queued up to try and rent that property. And so it's already at a point where, you know, people who are working in local communities are already just can't find housing and end up sleeping on a friend's couch or putting up a tent in someone's back garden. And, you know, the challenge is that getting the rental housing that's needed on the ground takes a government subsidy because the private market isn't delivering low-cost rentals. So we need government to make the decision to invest in housing, and then there's the time taken to actually build that housing, which of course, you know, does take a little bit of time. So it's not a problem that can't be fixed, but the longer government take to make the decisions that are needed, the longer it is before we start to see the homes delivered that can be the solution. So I guess that's why, you know, we're saying it's really urgent for government to commit to investing in more social housing.
Well, was there anything else that you wanted to add today?
We've brought out this report in the lead-in to the Jobs Summit because, of course, government federally are talking about how to address, you know, the nation's productivity crisis, how to address job shortages, I mean, worker shortages and the jobs crisis. And I guess what we're saying is that housing is a really important part of that solution. Without addressing the housing crisis, you can't get people working in regional communities. And without people having a home, then of course their productivity is very poor. I mean, nobody can really turn up to work fresh and ready to go if they haven't had the opportunity to have a good night's sleep, you know, in a home. If they're homeless, they're not going to be fresh and ready for work. So it's really important issue for the government to address as it's addressing other issues at the Job Summit.
That was National Spokesperson from Everybody's Home, Kate Colvin. Ending the story from The Wire's Zachary Probert.